to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We're live with you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here on this 11th day of December, 2006. Yes, folks, we're getting ready to roll over the clock for a brand new year, starting in just a couple of weeks. Can you believe it? I'm still thinking it's somewhere in 2003 or 2004. I do believe that all of this has been pre-recorded. And what we're doing here is just living life on fast forward on the VCR. See, the images and the pictures are there. You don't get the sound, but everything is just dramatically speeded up. It seems like we are on a fast track and getting there even quicker than we so desire. On today's program, first program note here. I've got a lineup this week, folks. You're not going to want to go anywhere today. I'm going to be interviewing, we're going to be discussing. Mark Dankoff is in studio with us. We're just going to be having, just a discussion of sorts. Tomorrow on the program, Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation. Wednesday, Cliff Carnicom. Thursday, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. And I'm not quite sure what we have lined up for Friday, but stick around. You'll find out. Bob Schultz, by the way, if you have not heard this, and it was kind of a surprise to me because it wasn't even on the web, per se, they're going to be doing a deal next month in D.C., and there's going to be about 1,000 people there, and they're all going to be dressed up in costume like in the movie V for Vendetta. Now, I know you've probably seen the movie, and I already know. The homosexual part of it, they could have cut out of that movie completely, and it would have been just absolutely perfect. What even would have been better, let me digress here for a second, was this was not done in England, it was done in modern-day America. That would have made it real poignant. But at any rate, it's a good plan. There's a little bit of theater going on there, and we'll get the skinny from Bob Schultz tomorrow on the program, so you'll want to stick around for that one. My guest today... I don't know quite how to introduce you, Mark, because you're a person of such varied background. You've been involved in a lot of different things. You're now a talk show host on this network, and I'm very glad of it. But you've been involved in many different things, in politics, and just a bunch of stuff over the years. And you're out of San Antonio now, and you have the misfortune, by the way, I'm being up against one of the big mouths in the Patriot movement. That's Alex Jones. He's on from 11 to 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday. And your program on this network, don't mess with the pots. Don't touch anything, because I'm already hearing it start to crack. At any rate, you're on this network from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, Central Time. And you're on 12180 on the shortwave. And what we're going to do here is we're going to move you back to a morning slot. And, I already know. Yes, Frank Whalen is occupying that spot right now. Yes, but that's okay. We're going to make Frank Whalen our overnight guy, okay? So you'll get a nice dose of Frank Whalen every day. But we're switching up the schedule, folks. You got to trust us here. We know what we're doing as far as the programming lineup and what programs fit where and what times of day and subject matter and all that other stuff. We'll be talking more with Mark Dankoff right after this.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work?
Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to
RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty, we're back, folks. Mark Dancott, good afternoon.
Good to be here, John.
Well, I appreciate you being here in studio. You came up today. We had a little bit of lunch. We're here to talk about switching your programming around. Yeah, I don't think it's fair to put you up against somebody like Alex Jones. You're too good of a talk show host to waste in, how should I put this politely, in competitive edge. So, by the way, we didn't talk about this. You're doing 2 hours, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday.
Right.
And I think I talked to you last week, and what I said to you, I said, the only thing you got to make up your mind about is if you want to do 2 or 3 hours.
Yes. Well, maybe we can negotiate that over the air here.
Best place to do it.
Yes.
Everything's recorded. Yeah, you have such a background, and if you would, for somebody that has not, and I can't imagine them not doing this, but somebody that has not heard your show, tell the listeners a little bit about your background, how you came to be on Republic, and all of what you've been up to.
Well, that would take probably more than the 2 hours for the John Stadtmiller National Intel Report to cover all of that.
Give me the thumbnail sketch.
Yes, the thumbnail sketch is I grew up in the Air Force. My dad was an Air Force colonel. We traveled around a lot, as you might imagine. We traveled all over the country. We did some time overseas as well. And by the time I was ready to go to college, my dad that year was getting out of the Air Force in 1973 at the conclusion of this country's involvement in the Vietnam War. And he took a job with a Lockheed Corporation and went to Iran and became a logistical director for the Shah's Air Force back in the days before the Islamic Revolution took place. And in those days, I jumped into Valparaiso University in Indiana, which is the largest Lutheran university in the United States. Unfortunately, it's got a lot of liberals there, which I discovered after I enrolled. But I did get my bachelor's degree there. Later got my Master of Divinity degree at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago, which is historically a very conservative evangelical school. And that plus 1 year in a Lutheran seminary out in California still enabled me to get ordained as a Lutheran pastor. And I started with my first call in the Lutheran ministry out in the 1985 time frame in Seattle, Washington. And in those days, that kind of osmosed into a situation where, in addition to pastoring a congregation, St. Matthias Lutheran Church in Seattle, I got involved with talk radio for the first time and was a number two guy in a talk show up at KGNW Radio, KGNW AM 82 in Seattle, which is a 50,000-watt Christian radio station. And was there for 5 years as kind of a number two guy as far as airtime. And then I did a lot of the work as far as guest research and topic research and so forth and so on. And after about 5 years of that, came back to Texas and worked for a couple of years at Texas Bible College in San Antonio. Pastored another church for 5 or 6 years, and then for reasons now unknown to me, I decided I wanted to go get a PhD, so I went up to Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia for a few years and slaved away with postgraduate work, and still have a thesis to finish. And in the meantime, Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus, going back 6 or 7 years ago now, talked me into running for the United States Senate in Delaware against Tom Carper and Bill Roth in the U.S. Senate race in Delaware. And that was a very interesting experience, I must say, in regard to learning all kinds of things about the electoral political process that I had never known before. And I was always a reasonably informed person. I had been involved with Ronald Reagan's 1976 presidential campaign in Indiana as a volunteer when he was running against Gerald Ford. And then in the late 80s, I was also a district chairman in the Republican Party in King County, Seattle. So I had always had fingers in the pie as far as those types of activities were concerned. But I really got involved in a wholly different way when Phillips talked me into throwing my hat in the ring in an actual political race at the federal level. And that opened my eyes up to what people go through who decide to become not only political candidates, but particularly when you're running as a third-party candidate against an establishment that's well-financed and that doesn't like additional people getting onto the ballot or getting involved in the process. So that's where I had to turn to my old radio skills as far as the debates were concerned and doing a lot of things where I could get free airtime that wasn't possible to me otherwise. And I ended up with literally no money getting the combined vote totals in Delaware of the Reform and Constitution Party presidential nominees that year. Pat Buchanan and the Reform Party, Howard Phillips and the Constitution Party, I ended up with their combined vote totals, which I was always proud of, given the fact that one of those two guys had $12 million in federal matching funds to work with.
Must have been Pat. That wasn't Howard.
It wasn't Howard. It was Pat, yeah. Yes. And so that's kind of my background in a nutshell, and I decided to come back to Texas. And I had first been on this network courtesy of Daniel New, Michael New's father, who had told Frank Whalen about me. And Frank was interested in getting somebody on his show who knew something about Iran. And since I had lived in Iran and had done a number of book reviews pertaining to things Iranian and knew a lot of people in the Iranian expatriate community, Frank would turn to me from time to time to do things on his show that related to that topic. And one thing led to another, and I eventually crossed paths with you up here in Round Rock, and that eventually led to coming on the air.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you did. Yeah, Frank Whalen, I'll tell you, he's interviewed, I think, everybody under the planet's sun here.
And he's very good at it.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's such a laid-back individual. You know, that's why I kept looking at this schedule, and I kept going, you know, Frank, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, okay, that's 5 o'clock in the morning Mountain, that's 4 o'clock in the morning Pacific, and I'm going, you know. And then I start listening to your program because you never know what you get until they get on air. You know, I mean, somebody can, and I love how guys do this. Well, I want to get on your network, and I'll send you a sample. Well, they'll pick out the best program that they've ever done. Well, I'm not interested in the best program they've ever done. I'm interested in the worst program they've ever done.
Yes.
Because everybody does it. Everybody, you know, pulls a boner program every now and then. And, you know, these guys will send their stuff over. So, but you never, the point is, you never know what people are going to do on the air until they actually get on the air. And I wasn't ever afraid to take chances. I mean, it took Karen Kotowski. She never did her own program before. The commanding general of Abu Ghraib prison, Janet Karpinski, I put her on the air. You know, as long as somebody has a passion for the truth and they forget themselves. See, here's the big problem that everybody has with stage fright and everything else. They're thinking about themselves and not thinking about what they're passionate about. And once you learn that little trick of getting over yourself and then going after your passion and reaching out to the people, that just does away with it. Do you ever remember the first group of people you ever spoke in front of, or the first public venue you ever did?
Yes.
It's a little vaunting. It's a little nervy to do that. But you learn to get over that. But I still, to this day, Mark, when I sit down behind a microphone, I still have a few butterflies going. And I've always said, the minute I lose those butterflies, then I'm taking it for granted, whatever, and I shouldn't be behind a microphone. I shouldn't be there. But what we would like to do with your program, and like I said, you got a choice of doing it for 2 or 3 hours. Personally, I wish you would start at 7 o'clock and end the program at 10 a.m. And then that would lead right into Derry Brownfield, which would lead into whomever we're going to put in your spot that you're going to vacate. But at any rate, I've never really been afraid to take chances with putting passionate people on the air that have a message. And in this particular venue, it's not bridled at all. We don't have any political connections. We don't have any corporate sponsorship. It's an open venue for the truth. So you just get on air and just go at it. That's what we've been doing. That's how this network started, and that's how it will continue.
Well, you know, I had a guy say to me today on the air on my time slot, he called up, and he indicated that he had been listening to my show and had found Republic Broadcasting Network a year ago, and he was commenting how refreshing it was to hear this type of programming as opposed to the sort of thing that you're going to get in corporately controlled news media. And when it comes to the whole question of topics and guests, that is a fascinating odyssey that I'm still on as far as what I'm doing, because I'm discovering that as I try to find the right people to come onto my show to discuss all kinds of things, and they don't always have to agree with my ideological perspective either if they have something good to say.
Sure.
That becomes a fascinating science, which is not an exact science, because you've got to find folks that are informed on certain topics, that have credibility, and hopefully you find people that feel comfortable with the medium of radio. You know, I had a guest on the other day, a fantastic person and a very fine author and scholar and so forth, that I could tell very early on was not particularly comfortable with being on the radio, whereas I've had other people that just, I don't know whether it's past experience or whether they're just naturals at it, but they get on there and they bring their knowledge into play in a way that you can tell that the listeners are relating to it. And that's an imprecise science, and I think it's a gift. And some people have that and some people don't. But it's a very curious thing for me, as I'm now in the business not simply of carrying a show for 2 or 3 hours, but trying to bring the right resources to bear on the air and online. And that's a whole new, I won't say it's a new ball game for me, but it's a new ball game from the vantage point that I'm now the lead guy and I'm responsible for the people that get on there.
Sure.
And I know just in the time that I've been on your network, one person I've had on whose name shall not be mentioned here, I thought was an absolutely awful guest. I know that you did too.
Yeah.
That was the only, I think, real dud I've had in the weeks that I've been on. But it happens.
That was the day I think I jumped on your program.
And by God's grace, jumped on the program, because, you know, if there's anything good that comes out of a bad show, and I think something good did come out of that experience, and it was that that particular individual, I think, revealed more about himself and his own political ideology and how that still relates to a political establishment that we're trying to fight at this network.
All right, we got to take the break. We'll be right back with my guest today and a talk show host on this network, Mark Dankoff.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems, they're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Tell you what, let's jump to the phones here. 800-313-9443. My guest, in-studio guest today, talk show host on this very network, Mark Dankoff. Jonathan in California. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, John. How are you? Hello, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on. John, quite frankly, I've been listening to you for quite a while. There are two main players in talk radio, and you're one of them. I'd like to just thank you for all the efforts that you've put forth in bringing the people the truth. And although you have quite a lineup, I am really impressed with Mr. Abramson and his false flag news and your national intel report.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I think that you do need a young face to a couple of your programs, and I think that you have done so with Jason Burmis and with Daniel Abramson.
Yeah, my only complaint with Abramson, or I'm sorry, Jason Burmis, is that music that he keeps playing.
is that young urban youth mind brainwash?
Yeah, yes. And I called in. I was actually cleaning carpets in my house this Saturday, and I was listening to his program, and I'm listening to it all the way through, and I kept hearing that same music as bumper music, and I called in and I talked to one of the producers here, and I said, could you do me a favor? Could you see if he has any other music? Not that we're going to eliminate that stuff, but we need a little less of it.
you weren't bobbing your head, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, yeah, because otherwise it might have been effective. I'd just like to drop a couple of tidbits here. I know that there is a lot happening in the so-called 9/11 truth movement, and you are on the forefront. You are at the tip of the spear. And I'd just like to say that there are others who, like you said, would like to be on your network, but we get drowned out by others who, as you say, select the best portions of their programming. You have probably received a couple emails from me, and now is the time for us to round up the wagons, and we've really got to organize not only our defenses, but we have to go for the jugular when it comes to creating a change. And it's not so much that we aren't doing that effectively now, but I do feel, John, that a couple of hosts on your network and on the other network that we know and won't speak of, that they are not summarizing things correctly. I think that we deal with a lot of the micro issues really well, but nobody is really putting the picture together, not that people can digest it. I think that we're missing a real point by being able to not only deal with one issue, but put it all in perspective. And I think that there are some people who fail at doing that. And when challenged by it, or challenged to it, like Mr. Jack Blood was challenged by me on the air, and I did get him to think about his own comments. I challenged Michael Medved. There are a lot of people out there who are control agents, but there are also people in our own movement who are not putting forth their best effort to bring an intellectually honest argument to the people.
Well,
and I would like to thank you for what you do, but I think we need a little bit more of a new voice, something that can kind of put it all into perspective. We have a lot of profiteering, and we also have a lot of the Democratic influence, and there's nothing wrong with being a Democrat, but both of us, if we're intellectually honest, understand the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are not working for us, the people.
No, they're certainly not. And you know, it's funny, I was watching C-SPAN this morning for some unknown reason. Well, I know the reasons why. And I'm never up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but there I found myself watching Washington Journal on C-SPAN. And when they put up the screen wipes for the numbers, it's Republican, Democrat, and then other. And why people have to identify themselves as being a part of a party in order to call into that show is beyond me, because we're all Americans. We're all living in this country. I know as many Republicans are screwed up as I do Democrats and independents out there also. So I think that's really divisive. And on the subject that you bring up about not being intellectually honest by laying all the cards on the table, I do agree with that, because you cannot fight globalism, you cannot fight this evil in the world if you're only going to pick on this pile of evil over here and leave this one alone, because it carries too much baggage or too much ramification if you talk about it. Zionism. Talk about Zionism? Oh, boy. You know, you're painted by the groups out there that wish to curtail what you're talking about and put you in the mold of saying being anti-Semitic. And that can't be further from the truth, because if you take a look at Zionism, you take a look at the root of communism, socialism, all the bad isms on this planet. So to leave that pile of dung alone and pick on this one over here is intellectually dishonest.
That's right, and to focus solely on, let's say, Zionism alone is also intellectually dishonest.
Exactly.
And I think that there has to be a balance. There is a palette that people will accept. That if you can condition yourself to focus not only what you're passionate about, but also you have to be willing to absorb new knowledge. Not get stuck in a rut.
Exactly.
Don't think you know everything and quit learning.
Right.
And we have a time now, John, where we are really at the turning point where people will begin to suffer from truth fatigue, because we have dealt with the issue of 9/11 for almost 7 years now, or however long it's been, six years, let's say. And people have heard so many of the arguments, and now we've got space beams and all these other things entering
right.
into the fray.
Right.
We will suffer fatigue. But people like us who want to bring the people with truth will sound like baboons because they've heard it so much. We'll sound like we're repeating ourselves constantly. And the problem is we can't help it. It's so necessary to bring the people the truth. I really hope, John, that you could find my email. We need to get together. The message needs to be crafted correctly. The time is now. The audience is ready.
All right. Well, Jonathan, do me a favor, if you would, and I'll be honest with you, I can't lay my fingers on your emails. If you'll re-email Danny at rbnlive.com, I would greatly appreciate it. I'll tell you what, hang on the line a second. I want to talk to you about something else. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, during before the show today, we were having lunch with Mark here and my webmaster Danny, and we were talking about politics. And when you mentioned that you were running, and well, I'm sure that just opened you up if you were an independent. And you're running against a Democrat and Republican, well, then that puts you up for fair game to be pot-shotted at by both sides of the aisle. And you want to talk about intellectual dishonesty. Mark, you experienced this. I mean, we were just talking about this at lunch, that we have Republicans out there, conservative, and that's what this country used to be. I mean, it used to be conservative until people came up with the new progressive thoughts or whatever the case may be. And there's nothing wrong with new ideas if it fits within the framework of the Constitution, both the federal and state constitution, which we understand is not perfect unto itself, but it's a lot better than what we're looking at right now. And Jonathan, I just had to keep hold you over here because what we were talking about is about intellectual honesty. That is most important. We've had people that set themselves up as being the I don't want to say the gatekeepers of the patriot community, but have set themselves up to be the, how should we say, the vetters and the judge, jury, and executioners of people in the Patriot Movement. And I have a tendency to stay away from that, as I do going into the subject of religion, because we got Pentecostal people out there, we got Presbyterian people out there, we got this, we got Catholics, we got Mormons, we got, and I only say this, that if you're down with your religious convictions, your spiritual convictions, and you're right there with it, and nothing is going to tear you away from that, nothing is going to put you asunder, that's fine. There's only one judge that is going to judge anything, and that's going to be God himself. So when you take your entire life's history up in front of him, and he pops open that book of life, and there's not going to be any intercessor there. There's not going to be any lawyers. There's not going to be any character witnesses, because they're not needed. It's just going to be you and then the Almighty for the ultimate judgment. And I have a tendency to stay away from those issues, because if you want to talk about the most divisive thing in human history, it is religion itself. And what are the globalists trying to do right now? They're trying to pit this sect against that sect. And the one that's causing all the problems are going to sit back and just watch the blood flow. Well, that's not going to go. But I back to your point about the intellectual honesty about all this, across the board, you can't leave anything out on this deal. All those cards, as you say, have to be laid on the table, correct?
That's exactly correct. And let's take, for example, let's say that we're in the liberal leftist circles that are infiltrating all of our universities. It's becoming a fad to be of the left. Now, let's analyze that for a second. The left screams right now that the reason we were attacked on 9/11 was because of our foreign policy. Anything wrong with that, John? The problem is that as long as we're dealing with that issue, we are already admitting that it wasn't an inside job.
As long as
we're discussing whether or not the Muslims are angry at our foreign policy, and that's the reason that they struck out, and anger because of the way that we have treated them for so long, we are already neglecting the fact that a majority of these so-called radical religious elements are funded by certain intelligence apparatuses in order to integrate into their society of fear factor.
I understand. And at first, I didn't know where you were going with that. Yes, but you're correct. Because immediately when you said that, Islamic extremism, the extremists, as they keep liking to point out, I mean, more and more of the history here is being brought out about Saddam Hussein and how we were having problems with Iran. So what we do is we decide to fund Saddam Hussein to go get the bad guys. Well, when we're done with that piece of toilet paper, meaning Saddam Hussein, we throw him to the wind also. You know, and it's the same old thing over and over and over and over again. And I'm saying, I'm sorry, you're on one of these broadband phones, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
It's my Skype line. I'm going to close any extra windows that would drain bandwidth and give you my full attention.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. At any rate, we do have a group of people over there in the Middle East right now that are just sitting back in joyful glee watching the Muslims being pitted against the Christians. Are we not?
Yes.
And we do know
that there are Christians in Iraq.
Okay, you faded out on me.
Baptist churches in Iraq.
Do you have a hard line you can switch over to?
Yes. Let me get on that right now.
Okay, thank you. He's being scrunched for bandwidth. And you hear that ping, and then the voice just goes away. I absolutely abhor broadband telephones. I think it's the worst thing that's ever been created. I'm still fascinated by the old hardwire thing that you pick up and it's got a cord on it. Yeah, forgive me, but I must be lost in the last century someplace, but I think that's the greatest invention.
It works.
It works well. He's still there, Jonathan?
Yes, I am. Is that any better?
That's much better. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, I just think that we have to really understand that everything that we're being told right now is basically a story. When it comes to radical religious elements trying to take over our country, for the moment, it's the Muslims. It's Islam. But if you really want to take a look at it, how in the world, after all of the Jews were killed, supposedly or allegedly, 6 million of them, in Europe, given Germany, France, and Poland, wherever this genocide took place, it took place in Europe. And how is it that we, in order to pay restitution to these Europeans from the steppes of Russia, the Caucasus regions. Now we're going to pay homage to them by giving them a country.
Sure.
And when I say we, I mean the elements of the Western Empire. Mm-hmm. When we now give them their country, how is it that we pay restitution to these people
right.
a couple of thousand miles away in the true Semite region amongst all these brown people and say that they must leave? And if not say that they must leave because there's no one there, because nobody wanted the land before, it just constantly kept encroaching upon the peoples that were inhabiting that region until they grew their country to where it is.
Yeah,
how is it that we pick that location unless it is radical religious elements that are controlling our government?
Exactly. I mean, it's funny you should say this because Thursday I had a caller on the program. And I think he was a U of T student. He didn't necessarily identify himself from being a student from the University of Texas, but he got around to his point as to the subject of Israel. And he basically wanted to know, well, what are we going to do about these 6 million Jews in Israel? And my response to that is, I don't care about the 6 million Jews in Israel. By their own Torah conservative teachings, that they're not to have their own country, their own borders, their own piece of ground until the Messiah comes. Now, anybody worth their salt in the Jewish community that knows the teachings of the Torah will tell you exactly that. What we're dealing with here are Zionists or a political mechanism that has cropped up and co-opted this administration and many others in this country. And we've got a real problem here. The roadmap to peace is basically annihilation of anybody that's not friendly to Israel. And ironically, Palestine and Israel basically both started at the same time. But pick up the paper today, you will see that more people got killed in Gaza today. Well, why? And what they will not mention, you know, since we've been on this diatribe for the last 6 months here, that we have to go into Iran because they have nuclear capabilities, and let's not argue about the finer points, probably 10 years out. But their neighbor right next to them has over 400 nuclear weapons, but yet you will not hear that discussed on air. Because the cognitive thinking public, the ones that are left out there, would go, well, wait a minute. What would be the problem with Iran having a couple of nuclear weapons for self-defense when their neighbor Israel, which is an avowed hater of that country and their religion, have over 400 of them? It would make too much chaos in a seemingly pointless controlled media out there. And these are the things that must be discussed and discussed openly. Hey, I'll tell you what, I got to let you go, Jonathan. Do me a favor, email Danny, and we will make contact.
Thanks, John.
I appreciate it. There is a can of worms that nobody really wants to talk about in mainstream America.
No question about it. And I think it's important to see that this is a question that has a one-party spin of the neoconservative movement and the Zionist movement. Controls, in my judgment, the lion's share of both of the major political parties in America, and certainly the news media. And it has done very well at being able to infiltrate most of our major institutions. When you talk about the two major political parties, you're talking about the news media, you're talking about our educational institutions, you're talking about the entertainment industry. These are powerful forces, obviously, and there has been historically, since 1948, a monolithic point of view that comes forth on this subject when it is discussed that does not present at all the Palestinian side of this equation or some of the specifics of what Israel has been up to just since 1948 alone.
Right.
The history of some of its leaders ideologically, some of the acts of terrorism that several of these people, Begin and Shamir, come to mind immediately, were involved with in the 1947-1948 time frame, some of the more recent things that the Israeli intelligence community has done, that is conveniently left out of the mainstream American electronic and in print media, no doubt about it.
Well, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, wasn't Yitzhak Rabin trying to talk to Palestine to really come to a true and lasting peace to deoccupy their land? And all of a sudden, Yitzhak Rabin kind of ended up in the eternal dirt nap stage.
Yes, absolutely. And quite clearly, I believe that to have been an inside job. And one of the things that comes to mind in terms of the way that Israel operates, the Likud wing of the Israeli political spectrum operates, is to read Gordon Thomas's book on Robert Maxwell, Israel's super spy. Who was Robert Maxwell? He was a British media mogul, but one time, I suppose, was the Rupert Murdoch of his era. Had links to Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher and the top political leadership in Israel, and was well known all over the world. Come to find out all these years later through Gordon Thomas, Robert Maxwell was an Israeli Mossad agent. He was carrying out their duties worldwide in a variety of different arenas, including having been one of the key assets that the Israeli intelligence community used to help pilfer American nuclear secrets with the help of the communist Chinese from the Los Alamos Nuclear Laboratory in New Mexico. And it was only after Robert Maxwell wanted some money back that he had allowed the Israeli Mossad to embezzle from his own employer's union pension fund. It was only after Maxwell insisted that some of that money needed to be put back into the coffers that he had a very interesting death off the Canary Islands, where his death was ruled an accidental drowning when he allegedly fell off of his yacht. Only later we discovered through Gordon Thomas, who got the scoop straight from certain highly placed sources in the Israeli Mossad, that Yitzhak Shamir had ordered Robert Maxwell's death, as several frogmen swam out there to meet up with Maxwell and to inject his veins with air bubbles and to throw him overboard. And subsequently, when his body was finally recovered, there was a state funeral held for him in Israel, where the Prime Minister of Israel, who had ordered Maxwell's death, did the eulogy, and Maxwell was buried on the Mount of Olives in a situation where the State of Israel, which had ordered his execution, did a state funeral with full honors for Maxwell. This is the nature of what it is that we're talking about here. And if you get into what Gordon Thomas has written on this subject in his book on Robert Maxwell, you have to ask the question, why is it that that book was so systematically suppressed in the United States? When Thomas wrote Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Israeli Mossad, and St. Martin's Press was the publisher, it did famously well, as Thomas's books have done worldwide. Why would it be that later, when he wrote Seeds of Fire, a minor publishing company in Arizona, ended up being the publishing company to do that book? Because St. Martin's Press was afraid to touch it, I would argue. And then certainly when Gordon Thomas came out with his tome on Robert Maxwell, the information in that book was absolutely damning, not simply in terms of showing the way in which the Israeli intelligence community operates, but the way in which its tentacles are everywhere. And it begs the question, if they would have done something like that to their chief media asset in Europe at the time, what else have these guys been up to?
Well, and you know, I was listening to the news earlier today, and one of the spinmeisters out there for the Bush administration on this whole issue of talking to the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, well, you know, Mr. Bush doesn't feel that he has to talk. I mean, he's a Holocaust denier. And I'm going, wait a minute here. What does this have to do with talking about a country that you're talking about and you've mentioned about 853 times that you want to invade, just like you did Iraq? What does this have? It's a leaky excuse to come up with, well, I don't want to talk to Ahmadinejad because he's a Holocaust denier. Well, there's been enough information that's been put out about the Holocaust is that, well, the numbers of the Jews that were killed in the supposed death camps in Germany in the surrounding areas was not as great as we're led to believe. And they've basically, the Zionists have turned this into an industry of, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute here. You know, something is very, very wrong here. You know, that we have to craft laws now. We have to put them in the, we have to put them in our Congress and our Senate. We have to shove them down the American people's throat that we can't have hate speech here. Basically, what it's doing is they're searching for that large umbrella that they can crawl under, you know, and you don't want to be anti-Semitic, you don't want to speak against the Holocaust now, do you? They're putting people in prison around the world for just questioning the numbers on the amount of people that were actually killed in Germany, and now they're threatening to put you in jail. I've got Reverend Ted Pike that's been on this program several times, and he will be on several times in the future. that they want to do exactly that, that they want to be the revisionist historians out there. There's going to be taboo subjects that we're not going to be allowed to talk about. The reason why we're not allowed to be talking about them is because they're based on falsehoods, lies. And this is most disturbing to me, that a portion of this country, 1.5% of this population in this country is Jewish. 1.5%. You just saw in the press today, the international airport out in Seattle. Well, they had to pull all the Christmas trees, which I really, you know, pull the Tannenbaums down. You know, this is the, gosh, I don't want to get down this rabbit hole, but we got a Jewish rabbi out there that, well, he didn't say to pull down those displays, but he just wanted the menorah put up there, you know, for you know, equal balance, you know, Christian principle. Okay, we'll put the menorah up there, but he didn't tell the airport officials that if you don't put my menorah up there, that I'm going to sue your airport. I'm looking at this and I'm going, what sense does this make? 1.5% of a population in this country, and how many of these people really consider themselves to be religious, have this kind of clout that you can pull Christmas trees out of an international airport?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think quite clearly we're dealing with something, the tentacles of which need to be understood by the average American. And we will get at the bottom of this, I think, in terms of Ahmadinejad.
All right, we'll be right back.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
All right, we are back. We just engaged off air here during the break. You made the statement, we were talking about Zionism. And I preface this by saying, you know, whether you're a Presbyterian, whether you're a Mormon, whether you're a Catholic, whether you're a Jew, whether you're whatever, it doesn't matter, because in the end result, how you believe, and if your belief system doesn't match up with my belief system, what does that take away from me? Or what does that take away from you? And the short, skinny answer to that is nothing, because I am not going to judge you. What I have to say or what I have to think about your religious convictions, it doesn't amount to anything, because who really counts in this deal is the maker of all, God himself, and he's going to be the ultimate judge. What I have to say is inconsequential. But this is the tool that has been used to split people, to set them at each other's throats. And I don't care if you want to talk about old Rome, you want to talk about the Crusades, I don't care if you want to talk about Zionism, I don't care if you want to, whatever you want to talk about. The issue of this is very, very divisive, which is more ammunition in the box, in my view, Mark, is why we shouldn't be in the Middle East right now.
Yeah, no question about it. I think when you look at the whole Zionist enterprise, that there are so many angles on this and so many pathways historically, that and the paradoxes absolutely abound. One of the paradoxes, which was mentioned not too long ago on my show by one of my guests, is this alliance between Zionists and much of the American Christian right. Now, of course, this is due to the fact that the American Christian right, by and large, is influenced by a prophetic school of thought known as dispensationalism. It originated in the 19th century, not the first century, but the 19th century. John Nelson Darby was its major adherent of the old Plymouth Brethren movement. Darby's ideology later crept into the American Protestant evangelical churches at or shortly after the time of the American War between the States. But the long and the short of it is that John Nelson Darby and subsequently Cyrus Scofield with his Scofield Reference Bible became an absolute staple of thought for many Protestant evangelicals in America who did not really understand the origins of this prophetic school of thought, and did not understand something that Michael Collins Piper briefly mentions in his book, The Judas Goats, and that is that the Scofield Reference Bible, it's not an accident that it was published by the Oxford University Press, which in turn was being financed by the House of Rothschild. So you begin to see all of the political implications of this when you start taking apart Zionism and looking at its ideological inconsistencies and its allies on both left and right, as well as its opponents, and to follow the money trails and the associations, you come up with something that is absolutely a labyrinthine maze once you start delving into this particular subject. But the long and short of it is that what we have, in my judgment, is a foreign policy since 1948 that has emphasized the concerns of maybe 1 to 1.5% of the American population.
In the name of
a Zionist movement and its links to the Protestant evangelical right, that portion of it that has the dispensational orientation, we have disenfranchised at the point of the barrel of a gun 750,000 Palestinians who lost land and who subsequently wound their way into these refugee camps from which they have never been extricated. We have a situation where what's going on today in Gaza is just one example, is a microcosm of the much larger issue of what it is that American political and military and economic and corporate power has been backing since the original creation of the State of Israel.
The unholy trio. I'll tell you what, let's break right here. We'll roll your calls into the beginning of the next hour. Dylan, Henry, others, just hang on. 800-313-9443. Our guest today, Mark Dankoff, which has a program on this network for right now from 11 to 1 p.m. Central Time on 12.180. We'll take the top of the hour break. We'll be right back, hour two.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.